is Mike Skelly. I'm from Salem, New York. I'm calling just to say how pleasantly refreshing it was to hear an interview with Marion Hammer this afternoon on WAMC. She is absolutely spot-on accurate with her comments about misguided gun control, and I appreciate hearing an unbiased opinion as opposed to what seems to be ever leftward slanting coverage of the issue.
Hello, I'm responding to this morning's news report that Eli Hammerling, founder of Lightscapes, was awarded Person of the Year by Downtown Pittsfield for his Lightscapes initiative. Please consider that light pollution is an environmental, health, and economic liability for the Berkshires, where people come to access clear skies, clean water, and clean air. Light-polluted skies have a far reach from their source. We will all suffer the consequences if this project moves forward.
My name's Jim Markham. I'm calling from Plainfield, Mass., and I was moved to call in response to a piece by Josh Landes on Sunday afternoon regarding what was a great little record store for decades in the Berkshires, Hal March's Toonerville Trolley, and just brought up a lot of memories. Remember going there in the 70s, exploring music and talking with Hal, buying cutouts because that's what I could afford, and especially gypsy jazz records, then trying to figure out how I'd carry them home on my bike. Really appreciated that extended story about a real Berkshire landmark. Thanks for your great reporting.
Hi, Patrick Gallagher, Warwick, New York. I'm a regular contributor. One of the roundtable members just made a kind of snide comment about a woman who was thrilled to be a landscaper, and the comment was, I wonder if she leaves a little American flag on every lawn. Even from my deeply socialist point of view, if your opposition's MO is divide and conquer, why would you emulate that? Please, be a little kinder.